30 years ago, a Marshallese man found a job at a poultry slaughterhouse in the Arkansas Ozarks. Word spread, and soon he was followed by hundreds of others. The Republic of the Marshall Islands is a vast archipelago with sandy white beaches surrounded by turquoise seas. But unemployment hovers near 40%, medical facilities are scant, and education limited. While many islanders have moved to Hawaii and along the western United States, most are settling in Arkansas, where between 6 and 10,000 now live. Under a special treaty, they can lawfully travel to the United States and establish residence as non-immigrants, apply for work, enroll their children in public school, and for many, secure medical care. But now certain lawmakers say Arkansas, under that compact, should not be a destination for sick Marshallese. U.S. Senator John Bozeman.
I think the purpose was to try and screen them on the islands and then identify and help with their care at that point.
The Marshallese have the highest incidence of tuberculosis, a lung disease, among Pacific Island nations. And due to processed Western diets, many suffer with severe diabetes and heart disease. Hansen's disease is also endemic in the population, and because of a decade of nuclear weapons tests on the Marshalls in the mid-20th century, thyroid and other cancers are more prevalent among elders. The first ever survey of Ozark Islanders, funded by the CDC through the Arkansas Department of Health, was conducted in 2009 in cooperation with Gaps in Service to Marshall Islanders Task Force, based at the Jones Center in Springdale. The purpose was to assess health behaviors, attitudes, and beliefs, and access to health care. A majority of islanders reported good to excellent health. 40% said they had routine health checkups within the past year. One-third had annual dental checkups. 33% said they were employed, yet 61% reported they were covered under health insurance. 68% reported no chronic health issues, yet nearly 40% were measured as obese. Local Marshallese officials claim the study is flawed due to language barriers, as well as traditional penchant to not discuss personal issues. In the meantime, the nonprofit community clinic in Springdale provides the girth of medical care to low-income and underinsured islanders. Of course, many do work and are insured. Others routinely resort to hospital emergency rooms. The state health department also pitches in, helping to manage TB cases, provide immunizations, chronic disease intervention, and community outreach. Former U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln last year appropriated more than $250,000 for the agency, but it's far short of what's needed. So on May 12th, U.S. Republican Senator John Bozeman and U.S. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor, along with seven other congressional leaders, signed a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Interior Kenneth Salazar, asking them to enact a screening policy, saying the current arrangement is unsustainable.
Well, what we've tried to do is ask the State Department to take a look and visit with the authorities in the Marshall Islands, really to put ourselves in a better situation of trying to provide facilities where that the Marshallese can get a little bit better health care. We want the compact, and the compact is set in stone. We want it to be such that, you know, they're coming to the United States for educational opportunities, for work opportunities. So that's how it was set up. Not so much to seek medical care that can't be provided for, you know, there on the islands.
Senator John Bozeman, a longtime advocate for Arkansas Islanders, has traveled to the Republic of the Marshall Islands when he was serving as congressman. He understands firsthand why they're moving here. But now it's time, he says, for the Marshallese government to step up.
Big things like dialysis, you know, having it made available there on the island rather than a person who has that problem to feel like they have to come to the United States to get that kind of care.
Under the current treaty, special funding is delivered to destination states to offset social service costs. For example, the state of Hawaii receives $13 million a year for their Pacific Islanders. Arkansas, which has the largest population of migrant Marshallese in the world, gets nothing. For years, State Department officials blamed a lack of enumeration. But now the 2010 census indicates that more than 5,500 people self-identified as Pacific Islanders living in Arkansas. And that's just those willing to be surveyed. Senator Bozeman did not say as much, but this call to screen islanders may, in the end, pressure the State Department and the Republic of the Marshall Islands government to provide a piece of compact pie to Arkansas. If not, the Republic of the Marshall Islands may be forced to spend many more of its own dollars on medical infrastructure.
It makes sense to try and mitigate the issues, the problems that they're having, you know, where they have friends and family to help them, you know, with whatever the problem is. So the compact is in force. We're just saying, look, you know, do we need to do anything different? Not in changing the compact, but just using the compact dollars that are there to make it more beneficial for the Marshallese and then the host areas where they're residing.
Now, the May 12th letter to Clinton and Salazar occurred just days after a controversial land use agreement was reached, allowing for continued strategic U.S. military weapons testing operations on Kwajalein Atoll in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. At issue were a group of Kwajalein landholders demanding increased annual rent from $15 million annually to $19 million. They held out for 8 years, but finally agreed mid-May to accepting a $32 million payout, money held in escrow, extending U.S. use of Kwajalein to 2066.
I can just speak for myself, but I didn't realize that that those negotiations were reaching conclusion as we talked about it and, you know, started drafting it and things like that. So,
therefore not influencing at least this senator's decision to press for health screenings and beefed up medical care in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. Arkansas Marshallese General Counsel Carmen Chongom reportedly said she was unaware of the letter. And Foreign Minister John Silk, who did not receive a copy, has gone on record saying such a requirement violates the spirit of the treaty. And while some see this as a means to restrict islander migration into Arkansas, U.S. Senator John Bozeman says Marshallese will continue to be welcome here and provided for.
One thing that we can be very, very proud of is the way that Arkansas, the way that the people of Northwest Arkansas, but Arkansas in general, through the health department and through just a variety of different agencies, has reached out. Our educational facilities reached out and really made every effort to be good neighbors. And we're very proud of the Marshallese that are there and trying to help them in their quest for work, furthering their education. And so all of that's been really a good story that we can tell, that we can all be very, very proud of.
Congressional leaders have asked both Secretaries Clinton and Salazar at their annual budget meeting with the RMI government this summer to formulate an agreement to establish medical screening protocol. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.